And I 继续查考圣经。
And thank God for His guidance enable us to be here to study the Bible.
我想我们进度要稍微快一点哦。
I think we got to catch up a bit.
现在才讲到第三章哦。
We have studied till chapter 3.
我们翻开《传道书》第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
今天要从第三章十六节开始看。
And we shall start from verse 16.
我们讲义哈，讲义是可以给大家做个参考。
The handout is only as a reference.
那我们哈大概也是从这样一章一节这样子哈把它看过去。
But we will go through by each verses.
在第三章，我们昨天提到第一节到十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15 to 16 was discussed last night.
我们看到所罗门王，他想到神的时候是人所不能改变。
He was pondered that God's time cannot be changed by man.
他先提到一些对比的时候。
And he talked about the season of time.
我们都喜欢比较好的时候
We prefer good times
不喜欢那些不好的时候
And we do not like bad times
可是不能够按照我们所愿望的
But we cannot wish what we want
因为一切都是神所命定
Because all this has been determined by God
所以他最后有个结一个小小的结论
And so he has a minor conclusion here
我们要能够有个感恩的生活
That we must have a thanksgiving life
那我们所作所为要能够敬畏神
That all things we do must have God in our heart
就像时候有好有坏
That's when good times and bad times
神也让这个不敬畏他的人跟敬畏他的人有不同的遭遇
And these times will be encountered by whether it is good man or bad man
所以十五节提到已经有的事还会再有
So in verse 15 says what has been will come
你不敬畏神你不会感恩
If you do not give thanks and you are not grateful
你就是一直在虚空当中
Then you will dwell in meaningless
你会敬畏神，你会感恩。
If you fear God and give thanks to Him,
你就会能够得到喜乐。
Then you will gain joy.
虽然劳碌，可是你会在劳碌中享福。
Even though you toil with enjoyment.
那十六节开始。
In verse 16,
所罗门王又从另外一个角度来思考人生。
And he viewed life from another angle.
因为他当王啊。
Because he is a king,
他必须处理国内很多审判的事件。
And he has to handle many matters as a king.
所以在十六节以后他提到一个公义的问题。
And 16 says there is a place of judgment.
在日光之下。
Under the sun.
就是在这个我们人的社会里面。
That is under the society of men.
这个审判的地方。
That there is a place of judgment.
应该就是公义的地方。
It should be a place of justice.
所以中文圣经提到在审判之处，还有在公义之处。
And here it tells us that it is a place where God practices justice. So this place are the same place.
就比如说在法院里面啦。
For example, you are at the courthouse.
在政府的机关里面呢。
At the government department.
在一个公共的场所里面呢。
Or at the place of public.
应该是个公益的地方。
This is a place where a place of public.
可是世上充满了很多不公益、不公平的事情。
But however, there are many injustices going on there.
所以我们第一天在谈那个背景的时候。
So in the first day when we talk about the background
所罗门王还没有当王
when Solomon was not a king
大卫还在世的时候
when David was still alive
大卫的孩子就已经开始准备夺取王位
and his son began to control the kingship
是所罗门的哥哥了哈。
These are the older brother of King Solomon.
哎，结果他就开始找一些人来帮助他。
And they look for people to help him.
哎，在照理说，在这个宫廷里面，啊，这个国王还没有死啊。
And the king was not dead yet.
哎，可是你看，就开始有不公义的事情出现。
So we can then.And yet there are many injustice going on.
啊，有人就开始要争权夺利。
And there are people who wanted to gain power.
啊，那甚至连当时也有祭司，哎，祭司应该最公平啊，也有祭司就啊有存着私心要帮助，啊，帮助这个所罗门的哥哥。
At that time, there were even high priests, and these priests, you think that they would practice fairness, but yet, however.For their gain, personal gain, they help Solomon's brother to fight for the kingship.
啊，所以说罗门从很年轻，一直到年老，他看到人间很多这种不公义的事情。
So since young to old, Solomon has seen many injustice going on.
可是这里他提到
，But here he mentioned
啊，有一件事情就很公平啊。
But there is one thing that is very fair.
啊，十七节提到说。他心里面想，神必审判义人和恶人，因为在那里各样事物、一切工作都有定时。这提到人会死亡。
And here it tells us that it will death will come to man.
啊，那神有时候任凭世人这样子哈争来争去。
And man, God allow all this thing to happen.
啊，有时候我们看到一些不公平的事情。
Sometimes where we see where wickedness.Has been practiced.
我们晓得神怎么都哈都没有来这个干预呢
？And we all wonder why didn't God came to interfere?
嗯，那可是我们知道善有善报。
But we know, good will be rewarded with goodness.
恶有恶报。
And evil will be rewarded with evil.
啊，不是不报，时候未到啊。
It is not that.Justice was not done. It is the time will come.
那至少人面临死亡之后都有审判。
And when man faced death, he will still encounter judgment.
啊，那十八节，所罗门就想说，哎，那神是不是哈，是不是要试验我们呐、啊、
？Then verse 18, I thought to myself, is God going to test us?
哎，让人自己觉得哈，你是个人还是个野兽啊？
So that you may examine yourselves to see if you are a man or an animal.
啊，在这个世上看到这些苦难当中。
And when you see all these sorrowful things happen.
嘿，那个人要能够去思考，我们跟野兽不一样。
Men must ponder that man is different from beasts.
啊，你看野兽会争来争去。
See, beasts will fight among themselves.
为了食物。
For the sake of food.
啊，为了在这个族群当中谁是王。
For the sake of wanting to be king.
哎，所以我们看到在圣经里面哈、像那个但以理书啊，有预言到这个世界的事情。
And in the book of Daniel, there many prefigurations about the world.
哦，我们应该有印象啊、哦，他但以理看到异象。
Daniel has seen a vision.
哎。有什么豹啦，哈，有什么山羊啦
？There were leopards and ram.
哦，那个，那各种的这种野兽。
He saw many kind of animals.
哦，然后在那边争来争去。
And they were fighting with each other.
哦，然后天使来跟他讲。
Then the angel came to tell him.
哦，这个就是以后有的国家哈、哦、彼此之间的征战。
That this will be.This will be the countries fighting among themselves.
哎，那在征战当中就有一些不公义的事情出现了。
And through this war, there will be injustice to be happened.
啊，像现在我们说现在是个法律的社会。
And now we say that this is a just society.
啊，有些人为了争自己的利益，他会利用法律啊。
But yet, when for the sake of his own benefit, they will use the justice system.
哎，为自己争取利益。
In order to gain benefit,
啊，利用法律去害别人。
To use justice, to use the law to to harm people.
哎，或者说我们说他会走法律的漏洞啊。
People will use the crack of the law to take advantage of it.
哎，所以是形态不一样，可是还是一样在争啊。
No doubt they deal. No doubt it may differ each time, but the goal is the same: is to fight for benefits.
啊，那圣经让大尼里看到这一些。
So Daniel saw all this happening.
啊，然后又我们在启示录里面又看到又有各种的兽啊。
And also in the book of Revelations, there are many animals. Sorry, beasts.
哦，那都是让我们知道，在神眼中，世界的团体，世界上的国家。
So this tells us that in many organizations in this world.
哦，这样的争来争去。
Or country, they will fight among each other.
在神眼中看起来，就像我们人在看野兽在争斗一样。
In the eyes of God, it's just like us when we saw the beasts fighting for each other.
啊，觉得很好笑。
It could be a joke.
那所以十八节就是说，哎，神要试验人哈，让我们觉得自己好像野兽一样。
So verse 18 tells us that God tests us so that we can examine ourselves to see if we are like animals.
哎，那看看有没有聪明人会去思考，哎，我们不是像野兽啊。
To see if they are wise men or foolish men, and then they will examine themselves. Then they say, "Oh, I'm not like the animal."
哦，所以十九节到二十一节其实提到啊，人一样，兽也一样，都会死。
Verse 19 and 20 it tells us the, no matter whether it's man or animal, they will die.
哎，可是呢，我们人应该不，我们的生命应该不一样才对啊。
But as a man, we should have a different life.
啊，我们不应该像野兽这样子毫无意义的就死亡。
We should not be like that animal, die for no good reason.
啊，或者我们会为我们家的宠物死亡而难过吧。
So sometimes maybe we will, be sorrow about the death in our family.
哎，我们或者有人很喜欢狗啊，很喜欢猫啊。
Sorry, the animal that die in our family, perhaps you like dogs or cats.
哎。那、啊、我们记不记得，我们是不是曾经为了啊，我养了一条狗死掉了，很伤心呐、啊、
？Have you once have a dog that died and you felt very sorrowful about it？
有没有
？Have you？
可是现在还会吗
？Do you still have that feeling as well now？
可能哦，年纪比较大，时间比较久，我就忘记了、啊。
Perhaps you're getting older and you may forget the incidents。
啊，那我们这边很多动物可以自由跑来跑去。
Here we have many animals that has lots of freedom.
哦，昨天我去 Coquitlam 那个地方哦。
Yesterday I went to Coquitlam.
哎，然后我在弯路上我就看到好像一只松鼠死在路上。
And I, on the road I saw a squirrel died on the road.
哎，可是咻的过去啊，我一看，哎，松鼠。
And when the car passed by, I looked at it. It was a squirrel.
哦，那我从镜子后面注意看，哎，后来的车也是这样一直过去啊。
Then I looked through the back mirror, all cars passed by.
啊，我本来想叫开车的弟兄说，等一下，我去看看那只松鼠怎么样。
I wanted to ask the brother to stop the car and go out to examine the squirrel.
后来想一想，算了啦，因为我有看到血啊，应该是没救了。
So later on, I said to myself, oh, maybe, it may be too late because there was blood on the road.
啊，而且车子那么多，哎，要停车也不方便了。
Especially there were so many cars and it was not safe to do so.
哎。哇，像这样，我们看着很平常，因为死掉是松鼠嘛。
It may be very common to us because it's only a squirrel.
嘿，啊，如果是浣熊的话，我们想说，对呀、啊，它死掉最好，不要来导致偷吃我家后面那个果子哦。
What's that?
浣熊。
Bear. A raccoon.
Raccoon.
If it's raccoon, you may say deserve it right because it always come to disturb your garbage can.
嘿，哦，所以动物的死，我们不会觉得怎么样。
So the death of animal may not be so much to us.
Also, 而且很多动物我们可以吃的，必须把它们杀死啊，对不对
？And there are animals that are eatable, so we slaughter them for food.
哎，可是人难道就是像这样子啊？就死了就没就这样子没人纪念了吗
？But are we like them when we die? Nobody remember us.
啊，那我们有读到神将永生放在人的心里啊。
And we read before that God.Put eternal life in our heart.
啊、哦，那我们华人，尤其福建人哈、哦，他们提到死亡，说人死了啊，去苏州卖鸭蛋了嘛，有没有听过？福建人应该都听过啊。
卖鸭蛋 There is the slang, when you die, you sell duck egg.
去苏州。
You go to Suzhou to sell duck egg.
那是有一个故事。
But there's a story behind this.
在福建以前有一个人。
In Fukien, there is a man.
他离开他的家庭。
When he left his home.
跑到苏州，就是江苏那个地方。
And he went to this place in Suzhou to do business.
结果呢，很久很久都没有回来。
But many years he did not return.
那他家人去探听，他到底去那边做什么啦？
So his family went to look for him, see what he was doing.
结果后来探听出来，原来在苏州卖鸭蛋。
So finally they found out that he was selling duck egg in Suzhou.
只光卖鸭蛋，结果也有一番成就，赚了一些钱。
So he achieved some money because just through selling duck egg.
结果就留在那个地方，不回福建去了。
So therefore he settled down and would not return to Fukien.
所以福建人后来就说他不回来了，就说去苏州卖鸭蛋，就是这么来的。So the
saying goes that he sold duck eggs because he did not want to return.
他说人死了，他就说去苏州卖鸭蛋，不回来了嘛。
So when a person died, they would say he went to Suzhou to sell duck egg.
那可是我们知道，人虽然不回来这里，有个地方要去啊。
But we know that man does not return because he has a place to go.
所以所罗门王，他开始在提醒，人跟野兽不一样啊。
So Solomon here reminded us that man is different from the animal.
我们看诗篇49篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 49.
诗篇49篇。
Psalm 49篇。
这一整篇都在提到世人依靠钱财的愚昧。
This all tells us the foolishness of man relying on wealth.
其中就提到人要思想人的生命怎样才有价值。
And it tells us to ponder what is the value of life.
人不能靠着钱财使自己的生命得到救赎。
And man cannot rely on his wealth to redeem his life.
从第六节到第九节。
Verse 6 to verse 9.
那第十节又提到，人好像跟野兽一样，就面临死亡。
And verse 10 tells us that we are like animal and we will encounter death.
那十一节又想到人想要使自己的财产，自己的这个家业留到万代。
And here it tells us that the houses or the wealth we want to remain endless to endless generation.
又用自己的名称这个地。
And with our names, with the land named after us.
所以跟传道书我们之前所谈的一些观念都一样。
So what we discuss in Ecclesiastes is the concept of it is similar.
可是这边十二节先提到十二节。
But verse 12.
说人居尊贵中不能长久，如同死亡的畜类一样。
But man despises his riches, does not endure, and he is like the beast that
perish. 人这么用心良苦，你看，最后还是跟野兽一样，还是要死啊。
See, man toils, and towards the end, he like the beast that will perish.
没有说人就比较尊贵，就不用死啊。
Man not because of his high status will remain. Will not face death.
可是人这个灵魂要活到永永远远。
But the man's soul will dwell forever.
不是永远的死亡，就是永远的复活，得到永生。
It's not eternal death, it will receive eternal life.
所以这边的作者也是在提到，人要能够来敬畏神。
So the psalmist here tell us that we must fear God.
然后来靠神得到救赎。
And through God, we will receive redemption.
二十节又这样提到。 Verse 20.
说人在尊贵中不醒悟，就像死亡的畜类一样。 A man who has riches without understanding is like beast that perish.
所以这边也提到，我们要能够醒悟，要能够了解，我们怎么样才能够使生命有意义。
So here it tells us we must awake ourselves and make and live a life of meaningful.
我们不是像野兽这样子，好逸的就离开了世界。
And we will not be like an animal that die with no reason.
那有人问啊，那到底动物会不会得救啊？
And some may ask, can animal be saved?
不知道。
We do not know.
传道书也这样讲啊。
And even, the book of Ecclesiastes tells us so.
我们看回来传道书第三章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
三章二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节，谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地呢？这边他是用个疑问的口气。
Here it gave us a question.
人的灵魂比较尊贵，他就往上升吗
？Is the spirit of man rise upward？
难道兽就比较卑贱，那就就沉沦吗
？Or the animal who are lowly goes down to the earth？
其实他这是一个双关语的
Actually,
一句话有两种意思。
Here are two meanings behind this question.
另外一个意思就是说，他在提醒我们人不要像兽这样子就毫无意义的离世了。
And it reminded us, men, do not waste your life and just die for no good reason.
那有的人脑筋动得比较快，就在想，那是不是野兽可以往上升，可以得救呢
？Then some may ask.Is then the animal can goes up to heaven and be saved?
不知道，所罗门我说他也不知道。
Because Solomon said he did not know as well.
那是不是将来天国我们还会看到我们以前养的那只狗、那只猫呢
？In heaven, can we see the dog that we rear in the past?
不知道。
We do not know.
在台湾有个信徒，他心爱的狗死掉了。
In Taiwan, there is a believer. He loved the dog very much, but it died.
很伤心啊。
He was very sorrow.
打电话问他们的传道。
And he phoned and asked his preacher.
传道，我的狗死掉了。
Says preacher, my dog has died.
以后在天国我会看到他吗
？Will I see him in heaven?
那个传道就翻这段给他看。
So the preacher turned to these verses to him.
不会。
Says no.
你看兽的魂是往下降啊。
Because the animal will goes down.To the earth.
所以你再也看不到你那只心爱的狗了。
So you will not able to see the dog that you love.
结果他一听都哭得更伤心，真的看不到了。
And after hearing this, he went more sorrowful and cried.
后来我们传道在开会的时候，他把这个事情讲出来。
And later on, the preacher had a meeting and he brought out this question.
我在跟他讲说，同学啊，你看清楚呢。
So I said, you should look more carefully.
这边是说谁知道？不知道啊。
The question is, who knows? Therefore, nobody knows.
所以你不要那么肯定，就跟他讲说你见不到啊。你看安慰他一下，或许有可能啊。你看这里说不知道啊，可能那就可能吧。
So you should not have told him so affirmatively. You should comfort him and say, who knows?
这样或许让他有点希望嘛。
So this.In this manner, it will bring hope to him.
不过这里所罗门还是在强调你要去思考你的灵魂将来是往哪里去。
So here Solomon emphasized that you must think where your soul will end up.
所以二十二节传道书三章二十二节，他说，在人能够在他经营的事上来得到喜乐是最好的。
This verse 22 says here, it is better for a man to enjoy his work.
这是他的份
Because it is allocated to him.
你死了之后，你能够再回来看看，到底这个我所奋斗的，我的成就，还有留着吗
？And when you die, you can come and you can see whether all you have worked for is still there.
没有人能够使你回来看一看的。
Of course, no man after cannot return.
所以这句话好像在告诉我们，你就趁正现在活着的时候。赶快去追求，赶快去享乐。
This verse tells us that now you're living, you should quickly go and enjoy and pursue.
看起来好像是这样子讲。
It appears to that it meant this way.
其实呢，所罗门王是说你要把握你活着的时候。
Actually, Solomon here emphasized you must take the opportunity while you are alive.
为我们的自己灵魂好好做准备。
And you should prepare. For your soul.
那你死了， 就没有办法了。
When you die, there is no way of reconciliating.
哦，你离世的，哎，灵魂就准备接受审判啦。
When you die, the soul will, ready for judgment.
哎，所以那个时候啊，你再后悔，怎么样都来不及了。
So at that moment when you wanted to repent, it would be too late.
哦，这个我们到后来，传道书最后的结论还会再出现呢。
The conclusion of Solomon will yet to come.
哦，那到我们看第四章。
Let us look at chapter 4.
好，第四章第一节到第四节。
Verse 1.
第三节啊，第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
我还是在继续这个，哎，世上没有公义的事情啊，这件事情。
And it tells us that there is no righteousness in this world.
啊，他用另外一个观念来想这个不公平的事。
So he used another concept to look at this oppression.
啊，这个是世上有些欺压别人的事情。
Especially there are people being oppressed.
啊，受欺压的哈，很痛苦，在流泪。
And they are suffering and in tears.
啊，那没有人安慰他们。
And they have no comforter.
那因为啊，欺负他们的很有势力。
Because those that oppress them are very powerful.
哦，所以不但是说审判要公义的地方，哎，竟然有奸恶。
And so the place that have justice, also have evil.
啊，结果呢，掌管这些权势的人，竟然就是欺负别人的人。
And these officials, they too bully people.
哦，所以呢，让人就心里很觉得很不。心怀不平了哦。
So this will create an unrest among people.
啊，那这样子人活着干什么
？Then why does this people has to live？
哎，一到这个世上就是受人欺负啊。
They were born and been oppressed by people.
哎，没有人帮助他们。
And nobody could help them.
啊，有些人呢，就是哦，我去帮助他，结果连我也受欺压，怎么办？
And some wanted to help, but would not dare because they afraid that they could be oppressed as well.
哦，那有的人为了使自己啊，哦，不受欺压。
And some because they did not want to be oppressed.
哎，结果他就帮助那些欺负别人的人。
They would go and help the oppressor.
啊，哦，因为那欺负别人的人有势力啊。
Because this oppressor has power.
哎，我帮助他，希望他对我好一点啊。
So I help them and therefore they will treat me good.
哎，结果更不公平的事情又出现了。
So then there are more injustice thing happen.
啊，所以二三节哈，哦，就提到，哎，那样干脆不要出生好了。
Then verse two tell us that it would be better for us not to be born.
啊，他是在形容说人呐，啊，真的是生不如死。
It tells us that man is better dead than alive.
哎，那世上怎么会有这些哈，哦，事情发生呢？
Then why?How is this thing happen in this world?
啊，所以我们我说要把握活着的时候，那还要想一想，哎，活着也是有它的困难嘛。
So we must ponder while we are living. Of course, while living, we have difficulties.
啊，那从第四章第四节之后。
But after chapter 3 and 4.
啊，这个他的描述好像啊，跟箴言啊，箴言的方式有点一样。
And what described here is almost similar. It's almost similar to what was described in Proverbs.
我们一般读传道书读到这边，会开始觉得说，好像没有一个逻辑存在。
It's when we read these verses that it seems to be without logic behind this.
哎，一下子讲到这个，一下就讲到那个。
And a moment it talk about this, the next it talk about that.
哎，不过呢，我们静下心来，好好去思想，也可以去得到一些道理了。
But if you calm yourself down, you perhaps can learn something from it.
啊，那好像是一个年长者在讲他一生的经历。
As an older person telling us his experience.
一开始呢，他还这样头头是道，能够按照事情的顺序把它讲下来。
Now in the beginning, it has a system. What he said has a system from the beginning till the end.
他讲到一半，讲到中间，有时候开始啊，想到这个就讲那个，想到这个就讲那个啊。
But however, in the middle, it would seems to talk about something elsewhere.
可是我们用心听还是可以听出他的道理啊。
But if you use your heart, you will understand the teaching.
啊，第四章第四节。
第四章。
对，传道书第四章第四节。
Sorry, chapter 4, verse 4.
我这边提到说啊，我要看到哈、啊，人为一切的劳碌和各样的灵巧的工作被邻舍嫉妒，这也是虚空，也是捕风啊。为什么说被邻舍嫉妒
？Here, why does it say, your neighbors envy?
我们是不是也曾经体验过？我在工作上有成就啊。
And have you had this experience that you have achievement in your work?
那得到了哈、哦，我应该得到的一个果效。
And I have achieved what I deserve.
可是别人嫉妒我。
But however, the other person may envious of you.
啊，这个邻舍不一定就是邻居啊。
This neighbor here, perhaps is not the person that live next door to you.
这个是个比喻啊，这个比喻说你的同事、你的同学、你身边的人。
It's only a figure of speech. It could be the fellow student, or it could be translated as you.You envy somebody.
不是别人嫉妒你，而变成你去嫉妒别人。
Not that people envious of you, but you envious of others.
结果呢就开始竞争。
And consequently, there will be struggle. There will be competitions.
就像保罗所说啦，有人做圣工也是这样。
Like Paul said, it is similar to the divine work in the church.
在腓立比书第一章里面。
In Philippians chapter 1,
提到有人传福音是出于嫉妒纷争。
It tells us that there are some people, because of spreading the gospel, they became envious.
有人看到说，哇，保罗哦，他带领很多人来信主啊，建立很多教会啊。
And some saw Paul has brought many believers and has established many churches.
这个嫉妒保罗的成就。
So they were envious of Paul's achievement.
结果他也很热心在传福音。
And therefore this moved them to spread the gospel.
他是为了跟保罗这种比较一下。
And in order to be able to compete with Paul.
那别人都说保罗好，你看我也不错啊。
So people are good to Paul, and he will say, I'm not bad either.
所以有时候我们碰到这种情形，可能我们的心也开始就不平静了。
So when you encounter this incident, you may have no peace in your heart.
这次灵恩布道会，我带领了两个慕道者来洗礼了。
And in this evangelical service, I have brought two truth seeker to baptize.
然后马太弟兄看到我你带两个，我下次我一定要拼，比你更好，我要带三个慕道者来受洗。
Then when I saw him, I said I must be better than him. The next time I will bring three.
真的他带领三个来受洗了。
And truly, next year he brought three truth seekers for baptism.
那我说你再多一个好，我再努力，我带领四个，这是五个。
Then he say, "Oh, you have three. Then I should be better than you by one. So I brought four."
这样看起来，你看，哇，我们两个人都很热心，很会带领人来慕道，来信耶稣。
So people may see that we are very zealous and bringing truth seeker to be baptized.
其实呢，彼此嫉妒。
But actually, we are jealous of one another.
为了荣耀自己在做圣工。
In order to glorify oneself, he would participate in the divine work.
那就跟主耶稣在说我们那个假冒伪善的人在祷告一样啊。
And Lord Jesus will say we are just like the Pharisee, and the tax payer in the taxpayer, a tax collector in your prayer.
你这样做只是为了得到人家的称赞。
All you're doing this is to gain praises from others.
所以你得到你想要了。
And so you got what you wanted.
你就不能从神那边得到什么。
But then you would not receive what God will want to give you.
我们做圣工不要这样子。
So we should not do holy work in this manner.
那在我们平常的工作、这种平常的生活里面。
So in our daily life way, we have to work.
我们有时候也是因为这样彼此嫉妒而去争啊，而去努力啊。
In our job, and we may have that kind of envious that drive us to compete with others.
啊，我们两个同时进一家公司上班。
We both went into the same company to work.
啊，结果他先啊升到科长经理。
Then I was promoted to be a person in charge of the manager position.
哦，结果你先比我先升到经理，我应该更拼命。哎，结果我先升到总经理。
So when he saw me being promoted, so he worked even harder and became a wise manager.
哎，结果他不服气了，又开始争哦，结果成就比我好。
And so I became unsatisfied, so I struggled more and get a better position.
哎，虽然好像哎看到哎你们两个好像哦一直的哈、哦、在成长。
And people may say, oh, you two has achieved well.
哎，可是呢，两个人的感情却不好了。
But unfortunately, the relationship between us has been deteriorate.
哦，或者是因为嫉妒，要争取比赢过别人哇、哦，你牺牲了跟家人在一起的时间。
But because we want to compete with others, and therefore we have taken much time and have not spent much time at home.
啊、哦，那你很多时间该来聚会敬拜神了，你都用在哈、哦、争取这个地位名声上面。
And when times you should be at church, but however you would have spent it in the office to compete with that person.
没有，到后来你得到什么？
In the end, what do you attain?
啊、哦，所以所罗门王说，这样看起来，这样子为嫉妒纷争哦，去努力，这也是虚空嘛。
So Solomon said, this kind of envious that drove you to competitions, this is also meaningless.
啊，所以第五节到第六节。
So verse 5 to verse 6.
啊，第五节他说，愚昧人抱着手吃自己的肉。
Here tells us the fool holds his fold his hands and ruin himself.
哎，这都是愚昧人，是自我毁灭啊。
And this fool destroy himself.
啊，嗯，而且抱着手，哦，另外一个意思就是说你什么事都不做。
Here folds his hand means not caring or not doing anything.
哎，在这种竞争当中，可能有到了一个地步，你会觉得说，哎，哦，那没办法再超越对方。
So back to the competitions, when you reach a certain stage where you cannot advance anymore.
你就抱着手啊。
And you may fold your hand.
哎，你变成一个懒惰的人了、啊。
And you became lazy.
啊、哦，会出现这种极端。
It, you will come to this stage.
啊、哦，那吃自己的肉，吃自己的肉是另外一个极端，就知道哇，变成毁灭自己了，一直拼结果毁灭自己。
And you struggle and to the point that you will ruin yourself.
哎，你不晓得你为什么在忙，为什么在拼命。
And you would no longer why did you were busy and why were you striving?
好，所以第六节就是教导我们要多一个知足的生活。
And verse 6 tells us that we must live in contentment.
啊，满了一把能够享安静。
And better one handful with tranquility.
啊，强如满了两把，结果你是劳碌苦风啊。
Then two handful with toil and chasing after the wind.
你像得到了更多，可是你却牺牲了更多啊。
So you have gained a lot, but you also sacrifice a lot.
哎，所以保罗提醒我们。
So Paul reminded us.
啊，我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第六节。
Verse 6.
前书六章六节哈。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力的。七节，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。八节，只要有衣有食就当知足。这边保罗说我们要过着知足的生活。
Here tells us that Paul encouraged us to live in contentment.
我们敬畏神加上知足的心。
If you fear God and have a contentment,
就是最大的利益啊。
Then that will benefit us.
哦，主耶稣说啊，我们追着神的国、神的义，天父会看顾我们的生活。
Sorry, that is the greatest benefit. And our Lord Jesus tells us, if we seek His righteousness, then He, all will be taken care of.
啊，因为我们你看来到世上，你带来什么
？Because you look at us when we came to this world, what have you brought?
哦，还不是空空的来到世上。
We came empty-handed into this world.
那等人的生命结束，你带走什么
？And when life ended, what can you bring with you？
啊，这亚历山大大帝哈、啊，他离世之前
，Alexander the Great when he died，
啊，他交代他的这个这些臣仆哈、
啊、，He instructed his officials，
把我的棺材挖两个洞。
That in his coffin there should be two holes.
然后把我手伸出去。
And through these holes, his arms will be stretched out.
然后抬着我的棺材去游街。
So with this coffin, they would parade around the town.
哦，让世人看一看啊。
And this will exhibit to the world.
啊，你们称呼我皇帝。
To the people, and you call me as king.
啊，你们很羡慕我的财富。
And you have envious my my treasures.
啊，你们很多人想跟我一样当王。
And many of you wanted to be like me as a king.
哎，想要那个地位。
And you want my positions.
哦，那我死了。
And now I'm dead.
你看我手上有什么
？Look at my hand. What do I have?、
嗯、空空的，什么都没有。
It is empty.
哎，我带什么走？带什么走？带不走了。
So what can I bring? There's nothing I could bring.
哎，亚历山大有这个智慧。
Alexander the Great has this wisdom.
那我们信耶稣，我们更该有这个智慧啊。
So as the believers of Christ, we should have this kind of wisdom as well.
嘿，所以我们要有一个知足的生活。
So we must have a contentment in our life.
啊，那这个知足不是说，哎，我今天很贫穷，我没有钱，我才要知足啊。
It is not meant that you are poor and now you are content, you are contented with who you are.
我们在讲知足，好像会觉得说啊，因为没有办法享受嘛，知足啦，知足啦。
We're not saying that when you have no means of enjoyment and you say to yourself, I should be happy where I am.
哦，我每天都坐公车哈、哦，那别人都开车啊，知足啦，知足啦。
I'm using the bus system. Other people are driving their cars, and I'm very contented with what I'm.、
啊那最近公车罢工呢，只有走路啊，知足了，知足了，走路就走吧。
And now the bus is on strike. I have to walk, and so I must be happy where I am.
啊，那我住在公寓哦，别人都住的哈、哦，哇，都那么美丽哦，还有花有草，我都没有呢。
And people are living in houses where there are grounds and flowers, and I do not have.
啊。知足了，知足了，有的住就好了，知足了。
So and I'm living in an apartment, and so I will be content with where I am.
你真的知足吗
？Are you truly contented?
啊，忽然间人家通知你啊，你中奖了，送你一台宾士轿车，你要不要？那一定要啊，对不对？免钱的一定要、啊。
And if, for instance, somebody said you have been Mercedes Benz, and would you want to accept it?
哎，你如果知足的话，你可以不要啊。
If you are contented, you will say no.
哈、哦，那不是我劳碌赚来的嘛？那传道书说，那不是在劳碌中享福，不要。
And I did not work for it, therefore, like the Ecclesiastes tells me, I did not toil for it, so I do not want it.
嘿，哇，所以其实我们常常这样讲，不会真的知足哦。
If you have such a thinking, therefore you are not contented.
嘿，保罗说什么是知足？
Paul tells us what is contentment.
是知道怎么做啦。
It is to know what you do.、
哦、我们看腓立比书第四章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章十一节。
Verse 11.
四章十一节。
11.、
哦、他们说我并不是因为缺乏说这个话。我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。保罗说，不是因为不够、缺乏，我才说要知足哦。
Here Paul says that it is not that I'm lacking, that I am contented.
哦，说无论什么情况，我都会知足。
There's no matter what circumstances, I know how to be content.
啊、哦，所以十二节哈、哦，他都提到卑贱的时候怎么样。
So it was 12. He says when he has.When he was in lacking,
啊，或是在丰富的时候
，or whether he was in plenty,
啊，或是饱足或是饥饿
，whether he was full or in hungry,
哎，有余或缺乏
，whether plenty or in want,
啊，什么事我都得了秘诀
，in all things that he had the secret.
啊，所以你看保罗说的这种很强烈的对比哦。
And so Paul gave us a very strong comparison.
很坏的时候我知足
，when things are bad. he was content.
很好了，很顺利的，我也知足。
When there was success and good time, and he also am contented.
在中文里面，那个足是什么意思？
What does contentment mean in Chinese?
那个足啊，足是什么意思？就是脚啦，我们的脚啦。
In Chinese, it meant our leg.
我们的脚是做什么用的？走路用的嘛，对不对
？What do you use your leg for? It is for walking.
所以保罗知足，知道我的脚步啊。
So Paul said, in other words, we know our footstep.
就是我知道怎么做了。
I know what to do.
所以说怎样卑贱的时候，不好的时候，我怎么去面对它，我知道。
So when it bad times come, I know what to do.
丰富的时候，我怎么去做，我知道。
When in plenty, full, I know what to do.
有一个秘诀就是靠着神的力量。
There is the secret, it is through the strength of Christ.
这十三节所提的。
This is what was 13 tell us.
所以我们常常就是举十三节，你看，我们靠着圣灵祷告，什么事都可以做。
So in verse 13, we always use this word that through prayers we can do all things.
这个有时候就会变成我提到那个例子啊，你开车为了赶时间，眼睛闭着，哈利路亚冲过去，凡事都能做嘛。
So what this example had said before is when you were rushing in time, you go through red lights and say hallelujah, then God hoping God will protect you.
对啊，靠着神的力量，凡事都能做啊，这不对了啊。
So it is correct. Through verse 13, it says that through Christ we can do all things.
所以我们这样读下来就知道保罗在说知足啊，什么是知足？靠着神你能够面对各样的情形。
But if you read earlier verses, it tells us that that you must know the circumstances you are in.
好，我们这一节先谈到这里。
And we shall stop here.
休息一下，一起默祷。
Let us pray.What he meant by contentment.
所以不但缺乏的时候要知足。
So not only when you are in need, you should be in content.
在我们富足的时候，圣经说更要富足了。
And when you are in plenty, you must be contented.
今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。十八节，又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。十九节，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。人在富足的时候，容易会依靠钱财。
When you are in plenty, man tends to rely on his wealth.
甚至会骄傲自夸。
And that he will become arrogant and proud.
所以保罗这边提醒说，我们有些信徒也是在今世是富足的人呐。
And some people may say some of our members also are wealthy.
所以圣经上没有反对说我们信耶稣那也是个富足的人。
The Bible did not reject those who are wealthy.
可是说要能够依靠还是依靠神有感恩啊。
But here tells us that we must rely on him and give thanks.
要知道一切都是神所赏赐。
And you must know that everything provided by God.
那你要知足，你要知道怎么做啊。
And you must be content and you must know what to do.
你就要善用神给你的机会。
And you must do good.When God gave you the chance,
那是为自己积成美好的根基啊。
And that you must lay a good foundation for yourself.
才不会辜负神是这么好的恩典给你。
Then you would not fall short of the good grace that was given unto you.
所以我们要有一个知足的心跟生活。
So we must be contented in our heart and in our life.
因为我们活在世上，人不能只是顾自己而活着啊。
And because we're living in this world, we must not be selfish and look after yourself.
所以传道书第四章第七节之后。
So in Ecclesiastes after chapter 7, verse 7.
第四章。
Chapter four, sorry, chapter four.
第七节到一直到十二节。
Verse 7 to verse 12.
这边就提到我们人要有个伴。
Here it tells us, we must, man must have a companion.
人不是自己孤独一个人活在世上。
Man must not be alone to live in this world.
七节。八节他提到有的人呢他活着只为了自己。
Verse 7 and 8 tells us some men live for themselves.
他没有兄弟姐妹也没有孩子。
They have no brothers, sisters or children.
他也是很认真。
And he was very, and he toils very hard.
那他不是不以钱财为满足啊。
And his eyes was not content with his wealth.
就像我在布道会有讲一个日本的爱钱先生。
And just like when the at the time of evangelical service, I told you about a Japanese, a Japanese who is very wealthy.
他很爱钱。
And he loves money.
那一生的目标就是为了要有很多钱。
And all his life.His goal is to have many money.
他省吃俭用。
And he was very stingy with money.
就像第七节中间说，我劳劳碌碌，刻苦自己，不享福乐。
And it's what verse 8 say that there is no end, and yet his eyes was not content with his wealth.
劳碌刻苦自己。
And that, and then he did not deprive himself of enjoyment.
你看那个日本爱钱先生就是这样子啊。
And this is what the Japanese is.
然后他死了我那天只是提到说，从他的寝室发现很多钱呐。
And so when he died, his colleague found him.With lots of money.
其实在那边报道里面有提到他有银行的还有银行的存款
and,
还有一些股票
and according to the report his bank has some stocks and has a lump sum of money
所以光在他房间找到的钱就已经很多了忘记是多少忘记是很多
the money that was found in his room was already countedA lot.
再加上其他的银行的票券的哇那真的人家说哇这个是真的是一个很富有的人
So including what he has in the bank he is considered as a wealthy person
可是他劳碌他为了什么
So what did he toil for
这种人我们华语有一个形容词叫守财奴守着钱财的奴隶
Slave for the money.
应该是可以的那他变成钱的奴隶啊。
He became slave for the money.
得到很多钱了，可是他自己有享受过吗
？He has a lot of money, but did he enjoy any of it?
最后还因为营养不良而死掉哦。
And towards the end, he died of nutrition.
所以所罗门王说这样子你活着是为了什么？
So Solomon said, "If you live like this, what did you live? What is life for? What is the meaning of life?"
这种心理是只有为自己呀。
This is living for yourself.
所以第九节到十二节他提到，人总是要有个伴呐。
So it was 9 says that man has to have a companion.
那在这一段我们也常常引用在夫妻的生活。还有我们信仰的生活里面。
And this teaching can apply to husband and wife and in our daily life.
两个人总比一个人好啊。
Two are better than one.
两个一起努力也可以分享啊。
And you can enjoy the return of their work.
你看我们劳碌，我们跟人家分享那种喜乐比你一个人还要高兴啊。
So you enjoy your You enjoy the result better than if you could share the enjoyment with the other person.
而且呢，两个人另外别人也可以帮你看看，你现在有什么错误啊
？And with that, the other person can help you to see where you need to be corrected.
好，你看主耶稣也应许啊，我们只要有两个人同心合意的祷告。 天路就要随听啊。
And even our Lord Jesus promised that if there is two came together in prayer, then God will listen.
我们看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew, Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音18章。
Chapter 18.
马太福音18章19节。
18 verse 19.
18章19节哦。
Chapter 18 verse 19.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。20节。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。哎，这主耶稣亲口的应许。This
is the promise by our Lord Jesus.
只要有两个人能够同心合意的求。If
there's two men that came to pray.
哎，这个。
Then our Father in heaven will listen.
所以我们有一个人觉得祷告不够，力量不够。
So being one, we may not have the strength to pray.
我们可以求弟兄姐妹一起帮忙代祷。
We can ask our brothers and sisters to help us to pray.
那在家里面，你看夫妻就是两个人呐。
Then in a house, husband and wife accounted as two.
那有时候我们是。 妈妈跟一个小孩来信耶稣，哎，是两个人呐。
Sometimes when a mother or his son came to believe in the Christ, and they are considered as two.
哎，只要我们能够找得到伴哈。
As long as you can find a companion.
20节又说，哎，有时候两三个人，这指的少数的人而已。
And verse 20 says two or three. Two is the minimum.
哇，他只要奉他的名的聚会。
Then pray in His name and come to pray and pray together.
主耶稣就应许呀，哎，我就跟你们同在。
Then our Lord Jesus, as He promised, will be with them.
所以我们要能够抓住主耶稣这个应许。
So we must hang on to the promise of Jesus.
尤其我们的信仰哦，我们说虽然信仰是我跟神个人的关系。
Especially in our faith, because we may say faith is between God. It's the relationship between God and yourself.
可是我们信耶稣，圣经上也记载，我们就是在主的身体里面啊。
And Jesus said that we are in Christ.
我们就是跟圣徒，跟这些信徒，是神家里面的人啊。And
we as a family with the believers.
所以我们在实际的做法上，我们就是要跟弟兄姐妹有来往。
So in practical life, we must associate with brothers and sisters.
既然是一家人嘛，就要能够彼此关心呐。
Since we are one family, therefore we must care for one another.
互相代祷啊。And
we must intercede for one another.
这样十字架才能够完全嘛。
Then the cross can be accomplished.
我们说十字架啊，一个横的，一个直的。And
the cross is one horizontal and one is vertical lines.
那个这个直的就表示我们跟神，或者是个人跟神的关系啊。And
the horizontal line is the relationship between us and God.
那横的就是弟兄姐妹彼此的一个联络。And
the that was vertical, and the horizontal line is the communication between brothers and sisters.
所以有横有直，这才是十字架。So
the horizontal line and the vertical line will signify the cross.
所以我们在圣餐礼的时候，我们有读过希伯来书第10章哈。
So in our Holy Communion time, we have studied Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书第10章
chapter 10, sorry.
第10章22节到23节。
22 to 23.
这边就是指的我们跟神直接的关系啊。This
tells us the relationship with God.
要有信心，有诚心来到神面前。That
we must have faith and honesty to come before God.
那要有盼望。Then
you must have hope.
不要摇动。You
must not waver.
就好像在指的我们跟神之间这个直的关系。
That this tells us we must have this straight relationship with God.
好，那二十四节、二十五节提到这个同的关系啊。
Then 23 and 24 tell us the vertical lines.
啊，你不说我有信心就好了。
You may say I have faith and that's good enough.
哦，那别人软弱，那他家的事情。
And others who are weak and that would be their business.
哎，那自己要软弱关我什么事？
They are weak, so what has it got to do with me?
我是觉得不是啊，你要彼此相顾啊。
But it is not like that because we must care for one another.
那啊，互相激发爱心。
And we must exercise love.
啊，勉励啊，行善。
And do good and do charity.
哎，这个就是要彼此之间有联络，你才能做啊。
So only you can do this only when you have.Communication with them.
啊，现在虽然电脑一打开 ，email 很啊很方便。
No doubt, today we have the email, and all you have to do is to turn on the computer.
哎，可是你没有觉得吗？人见了面那种感觉就不一样。
But do you have that feeling? But do you have the feeling that when you see that person in face to face, the feeling is different?
哎，所以现在电脑很方便，你看还想办法发明说，哎，我打电脑的时候可以看到对方，有没有？
And now they want to go further with the ability of visual while you're typing you can see the other person on your screen.
哎，那就是你看人还是需要哦，有来往啊，有能够看到对方哦，那感觉就不一样。
But this tells us that we hope to see. This person in face to face because it will bring closer relationship.
啊，所以二十五节哈就勉励我们啊，要常常聚会啊。
So verse 25 tells us that we encourage us that we must attend services as often.
啊，我们平常哦都是要忙各自己的工作啊。
Often we are busy with our work.
啊，当然我们传道者哈、啊、常常访问，可是我们不是像传道这样子，哎，专职的可以常常访问呐、啊。
But as a preacher, we would often.
那怎么样的话，为这些人来祷告
？We should try and speak words of encouragement and to help, and to pray for those.
哦，还是有自己有什么体验，我们软弱啊，请大家帮我祷告，怎么样
？Or at that moment, you can tell your experience or also whether you need prayer from others.
哎，所以聚会可以提供哦，我们这些功用。
So by coming to church, will bring benefits.
哎，不只是说啊，我来聚会就是听道理、祷告啊，然后结束了阿门哈、哦，赶快溜走。
You come to church not only to pray, to listen to sermon and say your amen and gone.
哦，我们要记得十字架有直的有横的哈、哦。
But you must remember the sign of the cross. There's vertical line and horizontal line.
哎，所以啊、哦，人有伴啊、哦，总是比较好。
So it is better for a person to have companion.
哎，能够互相照顾，互相帮忙。
Then it will bring help and able to take care of one another.
哎，在我们的家庭啊，在我们的婚姻，在我们的信仰都是一样。
It is applicable to our life, to our marriage life as well.
好，我们看回来《传道书》第四章。
Let us turn back to Ecclesiastes.
第四章啊，十三节到十六节。
Was 13 to 16.
啊，这边提到年纪的问题。
It tell us about age.
啊，十三节提到。
The problem of age.
啊，十三节提到说，一个贫穷可是有智慧的少年人，就胜过年老不肯纳谏的愚昧王啊。
Verse 13 tells us better a man but wise youth than old but foolish king who no longer knows what.
啊，十四节提到这个贫穷的少年人。是从监牢里面出来啊，做王的。
And verse 13 tells us a youth came from prison to the kingship.
啊，在他的国中生来原是贫穷的。
And that he may have been born in poverty within his kingdom.
啊，这个也可以值得是那个年老的王以前也是这样子啦。
And this tells us that the king.Was like that before.
啊，他的意思是他的出身很卑微哦。
That he was born in poverty.
可是呢，等他年老的时候，他却，不肯听别人的劝告。
And when he got older, he would not listen to the advice of people.
结果这个时候又有一个年轻的少年人，也是出身很卑微。
And at that moment, there was a youth, and also he was born in poverty.
后来大家都仰慕这个年轻的王。
And everybody came, to welcome this young king.
可是十六节提到，这个年轻人后来也跟这个老年的王一样。
Verse 16 tells us that later on, this young king has a similar fate as the old king.
这个年轻的王后来也会老了。
That the young king later on became old.
可是后来这个年老的时候，跟他之前那个年老的王一样人家也不喜欢他了。
And that now that he was old, people does not like him anymore, just like the youth as he was when he was young.
所以这一段提到说，我有时候一个人的一个他的成就或是他一个信仰的程度，不能用年纪来做判断。
And a man, we cannot judge a person by his age.
有时候好像这个年老的王他不听人家的劝勉。
For example, this old king would not take warning.
他自己以为我很有经验。
Because he said to himself, I have experience.
人家说我吃过的盐比你吃过的饭还多啊。
Because some say, I have eat salt more than you eat rice.
这个中国人常讲的一句话
This is a casual saying of the Chinese.
有没有听过？
Have you heard that before?
没有。台湾来的可能就比较听过有的人凭着我年纪比较大，经验比较多，我吃过的盐比你吃过的饭还多啊。
This saying mostly came from an older guy. He would say that I have eaten salt, more salt than you eat rice.
因为我们吃饭的时候，我们华人吃饭比较多嘛，那你看菜里面放的盐，那个分量一定比这个饭少啊。
You see, we eat rice more than the salt because the salt are only a small portion has added onto the vegetables.
可是呢，他说我吃过盐比你吃的饭还多。
To the cooking, rather. And so he said that I eat salt more than you eat rice.
这表示我活得在世上的这个日子比你多啊，那我吃过的盐累积下来比你吃过的饭那个分量还多啊。
So this, he's trying to say that I'm old, and I have more experience than you.
那可是呢，现在年轻人会讲一句话。
But as a young person, as these days, a youth may respond in this manner.
你小心吃那么多盐高血压。
He says, "Be careful if you take so much salt, you may have high blood pressure."
现在的年轻人脑筋转得比较快，吃那么多盐对啊，小心会高血压
The young people may respond very quickly, saying if you take salt, it may bring high blood pressure.
那其实所罗门在这里是提到说，有时候一个人的智慧他的信仰跟年纪有时候好像没有关系。
So Solomon here tells us that. In our life or experience, it has nothing to do with age.
可是人就是会这样子，虽然以前表现得好，可是后来又会犯同样的错误了。
But men are like that. He may be good in the beginning, but towards the end, he may make the same mistake.
这个智慧的少年王，后来他年纪也大了，那一样也是犯了同样的错误。
This wise youth, he was very wise, but when he get old, and he did the same mistake.
所以后来的人也是一样不喜欢他了。
And then the people no longer like him anymore.
这一段好像有点在讲自己
This paragraph seems to talk about Solomon himself.
啊，他年轻的时候，你看求智慧，真的很有智慧啊。
See, when he was young, he seek for wisdom, and wisdom was given to him.
哎，可是等他到年老的时候，你看，哎。他做错事情啊。
And so when at the later age, he made many mistakes.
啊，那我们相信，哎，在他拜偶像、他做错事情的时候，一定有人哦在劝诫他。
And when he made mistakes like the worshiping idols, there bound to be people came to give him warning.
哎，至少我们知道犹太国有先知啊，先知也一定会啊来责备他。
At least the prophet of Israel, certainly they will come to rebuke him.
可是所罗门王他那个时候想说，哇，我做的就要做想做啊，怎么会错呢？不肯啊，接受人家的这个劝勉。
So Solomon at that time would do what he wished to do and would not take any advice.
那在这个时候他悔改了，他想到说，当时真是愚昧。
But now he repented, and therefore he think all these are foolish.
啊，而且那个时候，哎，哦，我们读过那个列王记上提到，哎，神已经宣布他的旨意，要把十个支派赐给耶罗波安了。
And as we have read earlier from First King, that God predicted that all his 12 tribes will be taken away. Ten of his tribe will be given away.
要给那个耶罗波安。
This will be given to Jeroboam.
圣经上记载耶罗波安的妈妈是寡妇啊。
Jeroboam, as the Bible recorded, is a widow.
他爸爸很早就离世的。
And his father passed away when he was young.
可见他们的家境就是比较贫穷啊。
So they came from a poor family.
可是耶罗波安哦，他很有办事的能力。
But Jeroboam is a very capable man.
所以在那个所罗门晚年的时候，就出现了一个贫穷而有智慧的少年人。
So at that time, at the time of Solomon came a poor youth.
那个时候所罗门王是个年老不肯听人家劝勉的老王。
And at that time, Solomon was old and would not listen to advice.
那可是你看后来耶罗波安也是一样不听人家的劝勉了。
And you see, 他一个
耶罗波安不是。
You see, Jeroboam would not listen to advice as well.
耶罗波安得到十个支派哈，成了北朝以色列的第一个王。
And Rehoboam received the 10 tribes and became the first king of the northern kingdom.
结果他也带领百姓去拜偶像。
And he lead the people to worship idol.
那在列王记上十二章那里。
And recorded in First King chapter 10.
十二章。
Sorry, verse 12, chapter 12.
就看到神就派遣先知去责备他。
And we see that God sent prophet to rebuke him.
那个时候耶罗波安也不听啊。
And that time, Jeroboam would not listen.
所以你看，真的事情，你看又重复了。
And so you see that history repeat itself.
所以所罗门王想到人就是这样子，常常不会汲取教训啊。
So Solomon now ponder that man does not listen to advice.
那我们进到第五章。
And now we enter to chapter 5.
第五章第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 to 7.
这边就是提到说，我们就是要有一个真正虔诚的信仰态度。
That we must have the proper view of faith.
我们人常常用自己的观念来敬拜神。
We as men often use our own thinking to worship God.
所以第一节提到说，要到神的殿就要谨慎脚步。
Verse 1 tells us, guard your step when you go to the house of God.
也就是说我们来敬拜神，我们要能够有一个谨慎的心啊。
It tells us that when you come to the house of God, you must stand in awe.
不只是外表上说，来到圣殿，比如说来到教会，我们要比较安静一点。
And you do not come to the church without peace.
不只是表面上而已。
Not superficially, you have peace.
我们来到神的殿是为什么？
Why do you come to the house of God?
啊，我们来到教会聚会是为什么？
Why do you come to attend services for?
哎，要来听神的道理啊。
It's to listen to the word of God.
啊，所以说敬虔听就胜过愚昧人献祭。
So it tells us, go nearer to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of food.
啊，这是愚昧人啊，不晓得自己所做的是恶。
This is a foolish person who does not know the wrongdoing that he did.
啊，他们认为，哎，神可能没看到我做的事情啊。
They may think God did not see what they did.
啊，可是来到教会还会祷告，还在那边很奉献。
And yet they come to church, they know how to pray and do their offerings.
啊，或者是根本不晓得啊，神的旨意是什么。
And they might not even know the will of God.
哎，那只是说哦，来教会聚会哦。
They only just come merely just to come to church.
啊，看我来祷告，哎，是不是神的梦是我哈？赚多一点钱这样子
and pray to God, see if God will grant them more money.
啊，有一个慕道者跟我讲
There was a truth seeker that told me.
啊，他布道会第一天有来
That in the first day of evangelical service he came.
啊，传道，哇，我去听布道会好好哦。
He said, preacher, it is good for me to come to listen.
啊，那天去听完布道会，我又跑去casino。
But after listening to the service, I went to the casino.
哦，赢了500块耶。
And I won $500.
啊，感谢啊，感谢主耶稣哦，这样子哇，实在是很好很好。
He says, thank Lord Jesus because it is good.
嗯，然后那几天都没有看到他来呀。
And the next few days, I did not see him.
啊，然后我只对他笑一笑，我只是对他笑一笑。
So I just smiled at him when I saw him.
嘿。他说：“我们不要变成这样子，哎，拜耶信耶稣，好像来庙里拜拜，哇，然后就一切顺利平安哈。哦”
So we do not come to church merely and ask for peace, just like those idol worshipper.
哎，我来教会，跟我平常的行为是毫无关系哈。
And I come to church without realizing the bad habit that I have.
哎，我们看那个该隐跟亚伯献祭。
We look at the offerings of Abel and Cain.
啊，结果该隐的献祭神不悦纳。
And Cain's offering was rejected by God.
啊，那神就教他跟他讲，是因为你做的不好啊。
And God told him because you did not do well.
啊，所以我们要能够真的蒙神悦纳。
So we must be acceptable to God.
哎，我们要能够知道，哎，神喜悦的事情是什么。
And we must know what pleases God.
哎，不是说啊，我们信耶稣，我们有来聚会祷告，有奉献就好了。
It is not merely just come here to pray and give your offerings.
哎，那第二节就提到，在神面前哦，不要冒冒失失就开口。
And verse 2 tells us, do not be quick with your mouth.
哎，也不会心急发言。
And do not be hasty in your heart.
因为神在天上。
Because God is in heaven.
啊，神在身上鉴察啦。
And God is examining us.
哎，在教会外，哦，你的行为，你的动作可能没有人知道啊，没有信徒知道啊。
Your behavior outside the church may not be known by the believers.
哦，那在神面前，意思说，哦，就带来到圣殿。来到教会啊，就要讲一大堆哦。
Then yet you come to the church and you have a lot to say.
哦，啊，我要奉献什么？我要做什么？怎样
？And saying that I will do offerings and the things that I want to do.
啊，或者是心里很急啊，就要建立什么事情
？And or you were very hasty and decided to do certain things.
没，其实神都知道你在想什么。
Actually, God knew what you have in your mind.
嗯，那我们来到教会啊，最主要还是要来吸收道理啊。
So the most important thing to do, the most important thing for us to come to church is to listen to the teaching.
哎，不是在表现说哦，我多有才能哦，我多有恩赐。
It's not here for you to exhibit your gift and your ability.
哎，雅各书一章十九节啊。
James chapter 1 verse 19.
哦，他们就教导我们，我们要快快听，慢慢的说。
Here tells us that you must quick to listen and slow to speak.
哎，快快听就是很渴慕听了。
Quickly to listen means that you listen attentively.
哎，我们很喜欢听道理。
We like to listen to teaching.
啊，慢慢说哦，就是想一下再说。
We like to listen to sermon, and when slow to speak is think before you say.
哎，而且要哦经过 经过吸收，哎，神的话我们听进去，啊，这样讲出来是不是能够造就人啊？
Especially with the word of God, you must listen to it carefully, digest it, and think whether it is edifying to the person that you speak to.
啊，一个真正敬畏神的人。
A person that fear God.
啊，不是一直要表现自己。
He does not want to exhibit himself.
啊，他光关怀弟兄姐妹。
And when he cares for brothers and sisters.
啊，他关怀教会的事。
And he cares for the work of the church.
哎，他会慢慢说。
And he will slow to speak.
啊，他会想一下，哎，啊，去跟看清楚一下，现在那问题到底在哪里？
And he would first examine and understand the situations before he say.
好，那我怎么讲出来啊？才会使弟兄姐妹要得到造就。
Then he would think carefully how to put it in words in order to encourage the brothers and sisters.
哎，才不会哦，让神看起来说你说的一套，做的又一套。
Then, when you do it, it may not match what you say, and that can be seen by God.
所以箴言十章十九节也这样讲啊。
And so in Proverbs chapter 19, 十九节。
第十章。
Chapter 10, Proverbs chapter 10.
的十九节。
Verse 19, it tells us.
这边说多言多语就难免有错啊。
The more you speak, the more mistake you make.
所以说我们的信仰。要能够使自己的灵修进步。
In our life, we must cultivate our growth, a spiritual growth.
啊，所以从第一节到一直到第七节哦，就在讲论这个真正的信仰是什么。
So chapter 5 verse 1 to 7 tells us the true meaning of faith.
嗯，那第三节说事物多。令人做梦，言语多显出愚昧啊、哦！就是我们要一个安静的心来教会里面啊、哦，好好的啊听道理。
Verse 3 tells us, so we must come to church and listen to sermons.
哎，不要用很多的让很多的事情啊，就影响到我们的这个心情。
Do not have many things in your mind because it will affect your emotions.
啊、哦。那甚至啊，做梦了就想说，哎，这个是不是异梦啊
？Then you may daydream and think that it's a vision.
哎，那我们要判断是不是异梦，你很简单嘛，就是用道理去判断了、啊。
Whether it is a vision or not, you must use the Bible, as a guide.
啊，结果有些人就一天到晚等着做梦，然后圣经都不读，道理也不听。
So many there are some people waiting there, for vision to appear and would not study the Bible or listen to sermon.
啊、哦，那有事情就一天到晚，我做了一个梦，啊，这个是神指示怎么样啊、哦。
And every time he would say, I have seen a visions, and this is what God wanted, and what this is what God said.
哎，那讲了很多很多啊、哦，这边圣经说显出你愚昧而已嘛。
So there are many speech, and that reveal that you are a fool.
哎，所以我们先看第七节哈、哦。
Let us look at verse 7.
好，第七节说多梦和多言，其中就多有虚幻。你只要敬畏神啊。
Here, much dreaming and much words are meaningless. Therefore, stand in awe of God.
哎，就不要变成一个啊，只会幻想啊，什么都是凭自己想啊，这样子呢，不实在的一个信仰态度。
So don't be a dreamer, and this is not practical. Practical in life.
哎，都不知道神的意思是什么。
Because in this way, you do not know the will of God.
哎，你只有自己的意思啊。
And these are only, and this would be your meaning. This would be how you interpret.
啊，那四节到六节就是我们有提哈、哦，这个我们应该有听过有关许愿的一个道理。
And verse 10 tells us
第四到第六节。
Verse 4 to 6 tells us about making a vow.
啊。这个就一个啊，一个很慎重的人啊，他也不会随便就向神许愿。
A respected person would not simply vow to God.
啊，这个许愿根本上就是我们一个信心的问题。
Vow has something to do with your faith.
啊，也就是说，我们是不是一个诚实的人
？Are you an honest person？
哦，我们信仰不是为了说啊，为了要能够哦，使我的愿望能够达成。
You know, in life, it's not just wanting your dreams to come true.
不是说
your vow to come true.
是我赶快能够得到 这个神的这个帮助。
And I wanted quickly God to help me.
所以我动不动就许愿。
So I would make a vow any old how.
那到时候才发现，哎呦，这样做下去，我好像损失很大。
Then, then when you want to fulfill your vow and you calculate it, it will take you much money.
所以水流愿就不还了，不还愿了。
And then, therefore, you will break your break your vow.
那第六节后面就说啊，就跟祭司讲啊，对不起啊，我许错愿了啦，意思不是这样子啦。
And then, verse 6 tells us, then you would go to the to protest to the temple messengers and saying that you have made a mistake.
基本上就是你很随便，你这个人态度很随便的人。
In such a manner, you are a very, you are very casual person.
你也是没有一个真实的信仰态度啊。
That you do not have you do not have a sincere, you are not a sincere person.
所以在马太福音第5章37节。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 37,
主耶稣说，你们说话说是就是，不是就不是啊。
Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
如果再多说就出于那恶者。
Whatever comes from your mouth will from evil, from evil, will be evil.
那个就是会被魔鬼做工啊。
And this will give an opportunity for Satan to work.
所以这个也是指着我们的言语，态度，要能够谨慎。
So this tells us that we must be careful of what you're saying.
要不然会接受遭受神的审判哦。
Otherwise, you will a judgment will be laid upon you.
像第六节哈。
Verse 6.
神那书五章六节后面所说的。
And the last part of it.
神因为你的声音发怒，败坏你手所做的，哇，这个就很严重了。
And then God will say, I'll destroy the work of your hand.
我们说祸从口出啊，灾祸是因为你讲话而临到你。
So we say disaster came from your mouth.
这边说是因为神，因为你的声音，你讲的话，神生气了，结果呢，就败坏你所做的，就是你遭遇神的管教啊。
So for what you have said, that brought anger to God, so God will discipline you.
所以这个提到，我们要一个谨慎的态度。So
this tells us that we must be careful.
我们说，神在监察一切。We
say God, God examine all things.
我们都有那个信心，有个热心，要来服侍神啊。And
we all have the heart and zealousness to serve God.
就是我们要知道，教会是神的身体，基督的身体，主耶稣是头啊。
But we must understand that the church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the body.
我们是神家里的人。
And we are part of this family.
我们也是他的仆人。
And we are also his servant.
所以我们要能够谨慎。
So we must be careful.
那在道理中来服侍神。
That we serve God in truth.
这样才能够使自己得到造就，使教会弟兄姐妹得到帮助啊。
And not only you be is benefit to you, and also will help the church.
我们今天就谈到这里。
And we shall conclude here.